Meet your favorite local and international artists, industry movers, and discover entrepreneurs. Dance the night away to unforgettable live performances by Chester, RJ Carriera, Chef 187,
like it's your birthday. Thank you for my love in the West Coast.
Chile
One.
Rich Busy. And Mumbayachi. Don't miss out. It's all happening at the East Park Mall Piazza in Lusaka from August 28th to the 31st, 2025. Get your daily passes for just 50 kwacha from CompuTicket at any ShopRite store near you. Or contact the National Arts Council of Zambia on 260-0977-995804. Kwimbo National Arts Festival 2025. The arts live here.
Experience history come alive in the thrilling second season of Shaka Ilembe. The kingdom is growing and the empire is rising. As Shaka transforms from king to emperor, it airs every Sunday on Zambezi Magic at 21 hours on DSTV Channel 162 and GoTV Channel 3. Don't miss a single moment of this epic African story. Stay connected to DSTV Compact or GoTV Super and download the DSTV and GoTV Stream apps to stream Shaka Ilembe Season 2.
Feel the power.
Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
The government suspends operations at two Chinese-operated mines in Kasempa District. Tonsi Alliance demands accountability of forfeited properties and funds. In international news, Chad police arrest son of Boko Haram founder with five other jihadists. And in sports, Barbara Banda injured as Kundananji captains Bay Football Club.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. The Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, has clarified that the presence of expired medicines in the health sector is not unusual, stressing that it is a global occurrence. Speaking on the Power Breakfast Show this morning, ZAMSA Senior Manager for Corporate Communications, Bradley Chingove, has also assured the public that the agency will go by its planned destruction of expired drugs, stating that ZAMSA is currently collecting the said drugs from the health facilities across the country. Mr. Chingove therefore attributed the expired medicines to the natural shelf life of pharmaceutical products. He revealed that some of the medicines and medical supplies that contributed to the 129 million kwacha were procured during the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020 and 2021, explaining that most medicines have a lifespan of between 3 to 5 years, and once the pandemic ended, the unused supplies became obsolete. He further disclosed that the disposal of the expired commodities is being financed and supported by the Global Fund.
Something that I think the Zambian populace needs to understand, that there is definitely nothing wrong with having expired drugs in such an industry. This is a global phenomenon. It happens everywhere. You name the country. Even the most advanced nations, the USA, Europe, name it, they do go through a situation where drugs expire.
The Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development has suspended operations at two Chinese-operated mines in Kasempa District, Northwestern Province, after uncovering illegal mineral processing activities. The affected mines, Sino-Octocene Mine and Ken Reliable, were found processing gold and copper ore without the required mineral processing licenses during an inspection led by Mine's Permanent Secretary, Dr. Hapenga Kabeta, and officials from the Mine Safety Department. Substantial stockpiles of gold and copper ore were discovered on the premises, piled up and ready for processing. Dr. Kabeta said investigations will be carried out to determine the source of the ore stockpiles, warning that any illegalities linked to the operations would be dealt with sternly. He added that mine officials had failed to provide satisfactory explanations or documentation for their activities, raising further concerns about compliance. Following the findings, the ministry seized the ore stockpiles and directed law enforcement agencies to secure the materials until proper documentation is produced. Some residents in Livingston, Southern Province, have expressed mixed views over proposals to introduce a law aimed at castrating men as punishment for child defilers in Zambia. Speaking in interviews with Power FM News, some residents argue that while child defilement is a serious crime, perpetrators still have human rights and should instead be jailed for life. They also said castration may not stop offenders, since it does not prevent sexual desires. Others, however, supported the idea and called on members of parliament to quickly back the law, saying harsher punishments would act as a strong deterrent to would-be offenders.
Castration is not a at least it is a punishment. Every minister is going to be a minister. Parliament make sure you can be a advise the members of parliament to support the motion.
First of all, we should understand that we are created by the Almighty God, and as such, no one has the right to remove somebody's part. There are certain laws and rules that the government can put in place.
In regards to the castrating of males that defile young children and all, I really think there's no point in castrating them because it doesn't stop an erection. Unless if there was a way of stopping an erection.
Others, however, supported the idea and called on members of the public, or rather members of parliament, to quickly back the law. Meanwhile, child rights activist Mulenga Kasonde has said offenders must indeed face stiff punishment, but described castration as a reactive measure that does not tackle the root causes of child abuse. Mr. Mulenga suggested light imprisonment as a workable solution, noting that it keeps perpetrators away from children permanently.
Any sexual offender should be punished, so there shouldn't be any view of any extremism. But now we are talking about the castration, like is that the right cause? I think that approach, I find it more reactive than proactive, because we have to think about the action being considered. First of all, as a few questions, scientifically speaking, does it stop sex drive completely? Because I suppose when that was thought, it was more stopping the perpetrator from ever doing that action again. There's a possibility of them actually engaging into sex again, so then what is the point? What are we trying to achieve? Why not now be more proactive and stop people from being released from prison, for example? If somebody is a sex offender, they shouldn't be pardoned. Like, just go to prison for the rest of your life. You want to be integrated back into the society.
And human rights activist Edward Sivene commended Minister of Child Development and Social Security Doreen Mwamba for boldly condemning defilement cases that continue to rise in the country. Mr. Sivene added that government must come up with deliberate laws that not only punish offenders but also protect children from abuse, arguing that castration cannot prevent pregnancy or the spread of disease.
Those people arrested, there should be a deliberate policy where those people should not be let out on the loose. Because sometimes behavior, other people do changes, but behavior takes time to change. And so those people, when they are arrested, have been in prison for life to prevent further perpetrators roaming around in our communities.
These remarks come after Community Development Minister Doreen Mwamba announced her plan to push for a motion in Parliament that would introduce castration for those